الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا وسندنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولمن خاف مقام ربه جنتان فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم تركت فيكم أمرين لن تضلوا ما تمسكتم بهما كتاب الله وسنتي أو كما قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم صدق الله العلي العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الأمي الحبيب الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد Respected elders, brothers and youngsters, all praise due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and blessing and salutation upon beloved Nabi Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his family and companions. First things, we have to understand who is our creator, who is our sustainer, who is our Khalik and Malik. And who control over everything. Who had the most power? Allah tabarak wa ta'ala mentioned the Quran Kareem many place to remind the entire humanity that I am your creator, I am your sustainer, and I got power over everything. How many places Allah mentioned? Allahu Khaliku, Razzaku, Malik. Inna Allah ala kulli shay'in qadir. He got power to give person life and death. He got power to give bimari and sickness, and he got power to to cure and heal the person. He got power to give respect, rank, and dignity, izzat, and he got power to disgrace. Everything in the hand of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Still we disobey Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. That means we did not understand who is our creator, who is our sustainer, who give me beautiful sleep, who wake me up in the morning. And who got a control of my life, my parents' life, and the life of entire humanity. Everything's in the hand of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. We did not understand that. That's why we disobey Allah. If I say something or do against my parents, what will happen? He will displease with me. He will chase me out. He doesn't like me. Get out from my house. I'm not going to help you in any way. While the parents did not create you. Parents are not our creator. Not Khalik. Allah is a Khalik. So if the person disobey Allah, what will happen then? We could not tolerate that my son, my daughter do something against me. How Allah will be tolerant? But Allah still said, Ana Halim. My sifat, my quality is Halim. I tolerate. I know that you insan, you make mistake. But I'm hoping, I'm waiting for you, that day will come, you will turn towards me. Allah doesn't punish same time, but still the person do not turn towards Allah and he die in the same conditions, what's going to happen to him on the day of Qiyamah? So I can't put my finger in the fire of this dunya. How I'm going to burn my whole body in the fire of hell, fire of Jahannam? Do we think that? Did we think about it? What's going to happen? If I burn in this dunya, if I put my finger in the, or if something happened, the fire, and my body is burned in the fire, what will happen? I will die. But in the fire of Jahannam, the person is not going to die. Not going to die. He will burn continuously, everlasting, until Allah wish. A person came to Ibrahim ibn Adham, Rahimahumullah, who was a great wali of Allah. And he said, Hazrat, I want to commit a sin also. And I don't want Allah punish me. Two things. I want to do every wrong things. And I don't want Allah punish me. Main nahi chahta Allah mujhe azab de. Aur mujhe pasand hai ke main har kisam ke gunah bhi karta rahu. I want to commit sins. Adultery. Wine, drugs, stealing, everything. Ibrahim bin Adam rahmatullah alayhi told him nicely, come sit down here. I'm going to question you. Few things you have to reply me. He said, okay. What he said to that young, that youth? What he said to that youngster? He said, if you want to disobey Allah and you want to commit sin and you want that Allah doesn't punish you, do me a favor. May Allah give everyone sustenance, food on time, so you do not eat the food of Allah. So how can all the time Allah give us I can't. I will get also from Allah. So if you want to commit sin, and if you don't want that Allah punish you, leave the food of Allah one side. This is everywhere the food is from Allah. Okay, if you can't do that, do second thing. If you want to disobey Allah, if you want to make angry Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, and you don't want, you want to enjoy in this dunya, and you don't want that Allah punish you, do me a favor. You go away in such a place that Allah could not see you. In a corner somewhere, behind the wall. This is impossible, because Allah is everywhere. Night time, day time. Allah says in the Quran Kareem, if two people talking, third one, myself is there. In the Quran in 15 para, Allah said, the fourth of you, even two or four, even 100,000 people, but I'll be there. Ana ma'akum. I am with you. And I'm looking at you. What are you doing? Even you close all the windows and shut the doors, everything, still I'm there. I can't do that. He said, okay, if you don't want to do that, and you want to enjoy in this dunya, and other side, you want to commit sin, you want to disobey Allah, and you don't want that Allah punish you, do me a favor. Whenever Malikul Maut comes to you to take you away, to take your soul, you just tell them, get out from me, I'm not going to come with you. Tell him. Shout him. Jesus. He says, I have no power to send the Malikul Maut. So then Ibrahim bin Adam rahmatullah alayhi says, okay, if you die, the people bury you in a grave, you want to enjoy in this dunya, when Munkar Nakir come to you and ask you, Man Rabbuka Ma Deenuka Man Hadha Rajul, you tell them, don't question me. You have no right to question me. You tell them. He said, I'm alone there. How can I tell them? And they're scary. There is no parents there in our grave. No mother, no father, no brother, no sister, no friend, no sheikh, no murid, no ustad, no students, no one. How can I tell them to go away? Then Hazrat said, okay, if you can't do that, then on the day of Qiyamah, if Allah tell you, come here, I'm taking your reckoning, whatever you did in this dunya, you just tell Allah, no, I'm not going to give my reckoning, my hisab and kitab. Do whatever you like to do. I'm not going to come to you. He says, I have no control for that too. How can I say Allah? Ibrahim bin Adam rahmatullah said, okay, the final things. If you want to enjoy in this dunya, when Allah said to you that go to Jahannam, tell Allah, I am not going in Jahannam. So I can't do that. So you can't do nothing, everything in the hand of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. But why do you want to make angry Allah tabarak wa ta'ala? Why you want to commit sin? Why you want to disobey Allah tabarak wa ta'ala? Why you don't want to become obedient the friends of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, which you enjoy in this dunya, in your grave, on the day of Qiyamah? That's why you have learned, especially my youngsters, the stories of youngsters of Ashab al-Kahf, the people of Kahf. They could enjoy in this dunya. When the king called them, all of them were seven. Yamlika Maksilmina Kashfutan Kashafat Yunus Adarfat Yunus Tab Yunus Wakalbuhum Kitmir. This is the name of that Ashab al-Kahf, the people of the cave. When the king called them, come here. Who you believe? He said, we believe in Allah. Who created me, created you, and who created the entire world. What the king said to them, I'm giving you one night to think and ponder about it. Tomorrow I'm going to punish you if you do not change your religion. You have to believe in me. I am the king. I am the God. All of them. But Ibn Kathir rahmatullah said, All of them was different parts. All youngsters was different places. One was from this village, one was from other village, different villages. That the king called one person and he said, the second person, third person, all of them in the morning ran away. And they got together in one cave, in one place in jungle. Why? They want to protect their iman. And they know that this king will punish us. We will die same time. He will crucify that. He will kill us. We will die. But on the day of Qiyamah, there is no death at all. We have to burn our body in the fire of Jannah forever and ever. We will give preference the hereafter above this dunya. That's all of them ran away to protect the iman. Protect the iman. After that, the people used to debate about it. How many were there? What color was the dog? Dark gray or black? What color? But that's not going to help. A three person or one was dog or four. Allah said in the Quran al-Kareem, they were debating. But to debate about something which is unnecessary, not going to help you in this dunya and the day of Qiyamah. So that is a waste of the time. But you should debate about the youngsters, why they ran away, what happened to them, what they wanted. They gave preference of dunya or the hereafter. Today my youngsters said no. Because they can't see anything behind the death. They cannot see anything. What's going to happen in my grave? Do my father will come with me in my grave? My mother will come with me in my grave? And I will be buried in my grave? Quietly, he's committing sin. And he's thinking there is nobody watching me. Playing in different kind of funny things in his iPod, and sometime the naked, Allahu Akbar, and film so many things for youngsters, and they think nobody watching. There's four wall, door is closed, everything, nobody watching. But Allah said, I'm there. You don't scare of me. You scare of your parents. You frighten of your parents, of your mother, father, brothers. That means everybody are greater than Allah. You have no iman. You're supposed to say, Allah is greater than everyone's. When there is no one, Allah is with me. Because youngsters could not see that. Who is? They're supposed to believe in Allah in such a way that every time they must think, Allah is there. Allah is there. When I'm walking on the street, Allah is with me. When I'm sleeping in my room, Allah is with me. When I'm walking, when I'm talking, when I'm doing something, Allah is with me. We should debate about it. What the youngsters want. They want to protect the iman. Today the youngsters, sometimes they talk and they don't even know what they're talking. They begin their talks with swearing. Look at here, the youngsters. Where Allah mentioned the story, لَقَدْ كَانَ فِي قَصَصِهِمْ عِبْرَةٌ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. Allah said in the Quran al-Kareem, I am not mentioning the stories of the past nations in the Quran just to listen or just to understand. No, you have to practice how they protect the iman. You have to protect your iman also. You have to increase. You have to make strong your iman also. Look at them. And Allah had the power. Allah says, if you become mine, I will become yours. Man kana lillah, kana Allahu lahu, aw kama qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If you belong to Allah, you are belongs to Allah. But we don't practice whatever Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to us. We think we belong to our parents, belongs to our dunya. And this is, we're going to link and we're going to stay with them. No, Allah is everywhere. And especially so many cameras is there. Karaman, Katibin. Allah said in the Quran al-Kareem, there's two cameras here. One angel's name is Karaman. Other's name is Katibin. Karaman, Katibina, ya'lamuna ma taf'alun. They know of what you're doing. Allah said in the 30th para, they know you're doing right or wrong. Allah said, Yawmaidin tuhaddithu akhbaraha, the land, you're doing something good and something bad. That land also became a for you. It's going to talk on the day of Qiyamah. Yawmaidin tuhaddithu akhbaraha, that land also will inform about you what you did. And your own body will inform me. Al-yawma nakhtimu ala afwahihim, I will seal your mouth. Allah said in Surah Yasin, I will seal your mouth. وَتُكَلِّمُنَا أَيْدِيهِمْ, your hand will speak out. Your hand will talk in front of Allah. What you did. Your eyes will speak to Allah Ta'ala. You think, oh, this is nonsense. How can I will talk? Allah had power to give talk to tongue to talk. He had power over everything. That's why I said in the beginning. We don't know that. We're supposed to believe in that power in the hand of Allah. Look at the youngsters. They ran away to protect the iman. They want to become Allah. Allah says, I'll become yours. What happened? Allah says, وَلَبِثُوا فِي كَهْفِهِمْ ثَلَاثَمِيَةٍ سِنِينَ, approximately 300, or Islamically, more than 300 years. Allah made them sleep in the cave. 300 saal tak aap imagine. How long? We're going to sleep 6 years, 7 years, or today our youngsters, maybe most 12 years. You know, they sleep, mashallah, wake up just before Juma, ready and go to masjid. 12 hours, 15 hours. Straight away, I'm hungry, I'm bored, my back is paining, my head is paining. I oversleep today. But look at here, not 3 days, not 3 hours, not 15 hours. Allah said in the Quran al-Kareem, وَلَبِثُوا فِي كَهْفِهِمْ ثَلَاثَمِيَةٍ سِنِينَ, 300 years, Allah made them sleep. Not death. Intikal nahi hua. Allah gave them sleep. And also, for 300 years, Allah had power. They were not hungry. Not thirsty. And no sickness, no headache, no back pain, no leg pain. 300 years, believe me. Allah said in the Quran al-Kareem. And now, you know, when you sleep for so many years on the ground, on the land, what will happen? The bug will come, small, you know. Something will come and bite you, the scorpion, the something come. And this is in the cave, inside the mountain. Allahu Akbar. Nothing happened to them. Nothing happened. Because Allah said to the land, He got a power over land. He got a power over everything. Even He says to the sun and moon, when you go from right to left, do not put heat straight on their body. And they were not death. وَنُقَلِّبُهُمْ ذَاتَ الْيَمِينِ وَذَاتَ الشِّمَالِ, after a little while, they were turning on the right side, on the left side also. Could you sleep for 300 years? We've forgotten the power of Allah. That's why we commit sin. We forgot. And in that time, look at after 300 years, when they woke up, they had some coins with them. They had some coin. Now they said, one of them, okay, go buy some food. Immediately now they become hungry now. For 300 years, Allah controlled them. But listen, no food, no drink, nothing. You can turn right, left, everything. Some of the scholar mentioned their eyes was open. لَوِتَّلَعْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ لَوَلَّيْتَ مِنْهُمْ فِرَارًا. Allah said in Surah Al-Kahf, the eyes was open. You know, if somebody is sleeping and eyes open, then you will scare. Something will be jinn inside. Allah said, لَوِتَّلَعْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ لَوَلَّيْتَ مِنْهُمْ فِرَارًا. If anybody peeping inside the cave, they were scared. Oh. So they were run away. Nobody could touch them. And the amazing part, the dog was sleeping outside of the cave for 300 years. For 300 years. If someone bury a person for 5 days, 10 days, what will happen? The body melted, finished. Look at here, they're sleeping for 300 years. The dog is outside. Subhanallah. Nobody could see the dog also. Amazing part. Allah said, I got control over everything. Animals, on the sun, on the moon. Oh, humans, you nothing. Look at the angels. When they were created, before Adam alayhi salatu was salam, they're still alive. They're going to live. Even after Qiyamah also, for long and long. You're nothing. You're just born and you're going to die. You're nothing. Still you disobey me. You don't think that who is your creator? Who got power? We forget everything. But Allah says, وَوُذِيَ الْكِتَابُ فَتَرَ الْمُجْرِمِينَ. He says, on the day of Qiyamah, when I will resurrect you, you will see the Kiraman Katibin will bring your book of deeds. You will see everything. La yugadiru sagiratan wala kabiratan illa ahsaha. Allah says, what happened? The man will say, what happened this book? Everything is written inside. Even the smallest sin too. Minor sin also written inside. Allahu Akbar. So, today our youngsters, you know, I'm telling first myself and to my youngsters especially, we've forgotten Allah. We don't know. We've forgotten. Yes, we say from the mouth, Allah created me. But do you practice in God? What you do at night and daytime when you're alone? Do you think that Allah is with you? Do you think Allah had power over everything? Do you think that? Look at the story. Because in that time, when they woke up in that village, when they went to buy some food, they were discussing about it. What? The day of Qiyamah will be resurrection or not. So Allah woke them up after 300 years. And the second story, same thing. Uzair alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah said in the Quran Kareem, yes, Allah is going to resurrect you. You have to answer to Allah Ta'ala. Whatever you did in this dunya. Look at the Uzair alayhi salam was thinking same thing. What happened to these people? The whole village and city of Palestine. What happened? Everyone destroyed by the king. What happened? Allah, how are you going to resurrect them? Allah said, I will show you that. And Allah said, gave death to Uzair alayhi salam, which Allah mentioned in the third para, in the third ruku, Uzair alayhi salatu was salam. Allah taken his soul away when he went to rest under the shade of the tree. And he had little but food. And he had a donkey. What Allah said in the Quran Kareem, Allah resurrect Hazrat Uzair alayhi salam after 100 years. Wake up. The soul came in his body. And now what happened after that? Allah said, فَانْزُرْ إِلَىٰ طَعَامِكَ وَشَرَابِكَ لَمْ يَتَسَنَّهِ. Look at your food. Look at your drink. How many years? 100 saal ho gaye. To abhi khana rotten nahi hua. Pani rotten nahi hua. What a mamuli cheez hai. Normally we put in the freeze and freezer. Here Allah said, I don't need freeze and freezer. He left for 100 years that food and drink, nothing happened. Lam yatasanna, did not become rotten. No smell at all. And Allah says, وَانْدُرْ إِلَىٰ حِمَارِكَ وَلِنَجْعَلَكَ آيَةً لِلنَّاسِ. Look at your donkey also. Was completely finished. Hazrat Uzair alayhi salam was looking at the donkey. The bones was coming out from the land. The donkey is getting ready now. Getting alive. Subhanallah. The flesh and meat coming on the bones. And then skin and the hay. Allah said in the Quran Kareem, I could control anything. Control the food. I can destroy the animal. I can do anything. Oh, Muslims. Oh, youngsters. I'm telling myself, telling everyone's that Allah had power over everything. One day we have to reply to Allah. We cannot forget Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Immediately, our death, immediately in our grave. First question, man rabbuka, ma deenuka. If you believe in Allah and you practice on the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you will say, man rabbuka, Rabbi Allah, my Rabb is Allah who created me and I was following his commandments. He will say that. Inshallah, we will talk more about it. The stories from the Quran, especially for youngsters, that they believe that Allah had the power over everything. In the Quran Kareem, Allah mentioned the story of Uzair alayhi salam, Hazrat Isa alayhi salam, Qawme Hud, Qawme Aad, how Allah punished them. How Allah punish them? If you become Allah, how Allah reward them? How Allah Ta'ala be good with them? And if you disobey Allah, how Allah punish them? May Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala give me tawfiq, give all of us tawfiq to practice the stories of the Quran, inshallah. Wa akhiru da'wana, and alhamdulillah rabbil alameen.